In every major West Coast city, people who are homeless or living in transitional housing are selling street newspapers on the corners. Many traditional newspapers have shrunk or moved online in recent years, but the street newspapers in Seattle and Portland are doing better than ever. Reporter Devin Schwartz has more.
It's Friday morning in Portland's Old Town area. Vendors who sell street roots newspapers throughout the city are at the office, learning what's inside the latest issue.
This paper we have on the cover.
Joanne Zuhl is the managing editor of Street Roots. On this day, she tells her vendors about one of the cover stories, about a man who immigrated to Portland from Liberia and now runs a nonprofit for black youth.
One of those people you don't necessarily hear a lot about in the community, but I think it's a great story for folks to read.
These meetings happen every 2 weeks, just before the papers arrive in a white van from the printers.
Gotta get out of the way.
Here it is.
Street Roots has been a biweekly paper, putting out 26 issues a year. But Zuhl noticed a problem with that business model.
The second week of sales was always very difficult for folks, and they rely on that income for their own vital needs. So,
in this day and age, it's hard to sell people two-week-old news. So about a year ago, Zuhl helped start a big fundraising push to publish Street Roots once a week.
If we're able to go weekly, which is our intention, by mid-December, that means greater stability for these men and women, I think a better publication.
Street Roots production would double, not something you see from newspapers these days. Zuhl wrote for newspapers in the Midwest until 2002. She started out volunteering with Street Roots and soon became the paper's editor. Now she's hired a new reporter to keep pace with a faster news cycle.
It does allow stories to come out twice as fast, essentially.
Right. The news cycle here in Portland is more of a weekly cycle for the papers outside of the Oregonian. And so
the Oregonian is the largest paper in the state of Oregon, but it's recently cut jobs, shrunk its circulation, and moved to a smaller office. That roughly tracks with the print media landscape in Seattle, where one of two major newspapers, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, is now online only. But real change, Seattle's street newspaper, is going strong after two decades. Andrew DeVigel chairs the Journalism, Innovation, and Civic Engagement Program with the University of Oregon. He also used to be the multimedia editor for the New York Times. He says even with all the technology and citizen journalism of today, there are still gaps in the media landscape.
I don't think there's enough perspectives across the coverage of social issues.
And social issues are the bread and butter of Street Roots. The Society of Professional Journalists awarded Street Roots first place for a series on traumatic brain injuries in vulnerable populations. The paper has won more first place awards for journalism and social issues and the arts. DeVigel says he respects the paper's decision to go weekly and produce more journalism.
It ultimately helps the vendors. It helps the community. It's a deeply compassionate approach to why you would want to expand rather than just clearly looking at just the pure bottom line.
Part of the successful model of nonprofit street newspapers is the relationships built between readers and the vendors that sell the papers. Martha Spenhern is a public defender. Outside the courthouse, she buys her copies of Street Roots from Marlon Crump.
Marlon's the man.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
I know you don't have to. I want to.
What do you get out of reading Street Roots?
I learn about people like Marlon, who are working hard to keep themselves off the streets. And then, you know, I'm a public defender, so it helps me understand a lot of the clients that I deal with.
The day before, Marlon Crump was honored as Vendor of the Year at a fundraising event where he met the mayor.
And you know what? They can offer me the Nobel Peace Prize, and I still wouldn't compare to that.
Crump has sold papers in the same corner for years, sharply dressed with a tie. One person tips him well more than the dollar the paper costs. Someone else invites him to dinner with their family. When Crump came to Portland from San Francisco, he found himself homeless. Now he has housing and is able to get by on his newspaper sales. Some customers congratulate him on the Vendor of the Year award and ask what's next. But he says he's happy on this corner.
At the last night, I think I'd about be here forever and plus one. If I were to leave Street Roots, that would break everybody's heart.
Over 120 papers now make up the International Street Newspapers Association. Each year, more and more vendors like Marlon Crump are selling street newspapers. And it's an opportunity. But it's also a reminder of how many people are still experiencing homelessness and poverty in the Northwest and beyond. I'm Devin Schwartz reporting.